Friday on the Rush Hour, getting you home with Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Maroon filling in for Gus Warland, who is taking a well-earned break. Let's talk a little bit of NRL and, of course, this whole stadium debacle that's taken Sydney at the moment. Where will the Bunnies play? Do we need to update these suburban stadiums? Let's get a man on the phone here, Jude and Dell, who would know all about it. He is the CEO of the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs, Blake Solly. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Great to speak to you again, Anthony.
Yes, you did look sensational in your golf shorts the other day, but we won't go down that track. The first point I just made, Blake, to the guys off air, as a ticketed South Sydney Rabbitohs member, why is there such a push to get back to Moore Park when, am I right in suggesting we probably would have 30 or 40% of ticketed members in the west of Sydney?
Yeah, we do. That's absolutely right. And our first preference all through this process was to stay at a core stadium. Maroon, you know, it's been the scene of some of our greatest triumphs, and Daryl and his team who managed the stadium are wonderful. But the government, after probably 6 or 7 years of promises to invest in the stadium, last week came to the conclusion that they were never going to, or certainly not going to, in the life of our current deal. And for us, as much as we love a core stadium, we also want the best experience for our fans, members and corporate partners. And unfortunately, without that investment, it is in the core stadium and it'll be at Allianz.
Blake, with this current sort of uncertainty, I mean, it's forced you to sort of not be able to sell memberships or corporate packages until it's sort of clarified. How much of an impact to the bottom line is that taking on the club at the moment?
Oh, at the moment, it's not really a bottom line issue. It's really just an uncertainty and an inability to put those things on sale when we want to, which is usually September every year. But for every day that there's more uncertainty, there'll be a bottom line impact from 1 September. So what we're trying to do is explain that to the government, venues, New South Wales and NRL, that this decision, we should have been made as soon as they decided that they weren't going to invest in a core stadium, needs to happen pretty quickly.
Blake, first I want to give you a bit of a rap because the way that you run your club and your fans, I love how passionate they are. I was in Sunshine Coast last week and I watched the way that your fans and obviously, you know, the brand of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, I was on sideline with Ryan Girdler and our boss Ewan Joles, but even in and around the game and after the game, just the way that Latrell Mitchell, Cam Murray, they had photos, they were waving to people. Even your players, when Ryan Girdler and I walked past, they said hello. I just love the way that you guys carry yourselves, and that must make you proud.
It does. I'm really privileged to work with such a great group of people on and off the field. And you mentioned the Sunshine Coast, and the players did a great job on the field and on that day. But we were up there for the whole week beforehand with South Cares doing community work from Monday before the game on the Saturday. And in some ways, everyone that attended that game probably came across a player or one of the South Cares staff or attended a clinic or a signing session during the week. So for us, the game day is really the cherry on top, and it's the stuff we do every day in the community that makes the real difference.
And Blake, I was going to say, even watching Benji Marshall, he was at your club for a little while there, and I think Benji did some good things around your club, but even watching him on Celebrity Apprentice, and people, if they didn't know what South Cares does and what you do, mate, how good is that to go national and be on a show like that?
It was great, and we actually had some of the participants in the program that Benji raised money for on Celebrity Apprentice up there for the day. So we flew them from Sydney on the Thursday. They came up, they watched the team's captain run on the Friday, met the players on the Friday, and then went to the game on the Saturday. And for some of the kids in that program, that's a transformational experience. It's something that they would never have actually been able to do had it not been for the work of South Cares and not been able to do, but for the funding that Benji raised through the Celebrity Apprentice. So Benji was wonderful for our club. That money he raises is crazy when you think about what we'll be able to do with it over the next 3 years.
Just looking back, Blake, obviously a short time ago, Alex Johnson was almost on the table, and now he's been able to recommit to the club, and he's just had another outstanding season again, hasn't he?
Yeah, it was a tough period there where we weren't sure whether we'd be able to offer Alex another contract. And to Alex's credit, he always wanted to stay. He was patient with us while we sort of found the room to be able to do that. He took a bit of a pay cut for those 2 years, but he's continued to play great football all through that period. And then last year we were able to reward him with a longer-term deal and take him back to really where he should have been in terms of his salary. And he just continues to score tries for fun. And not only what he does on the field, but he's a great guy off it. He's a really intelligent player, writes books, comes up with board games. He's just such a creative guy. And we're very privileged to have him.
He doesn't return phone calls, Blake, and that is a pet hater. I hate that. But anyway, mate, you are the CEO of a rugby league club. They've only won 21 premierships. Right, nothing major.
Massive game versus the Eels.
We love you very much. Yeah, go the Bunnies.
Yep.
Thanks, Blake.
No, thank you for having me on the show, guys, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Thank you, mate.